The thing that got me was they basically took lip sync from beautiful demo, unusable live, to maybe actually deployable.
Yeah. That gap has been stubborn because the good models were doing two expensive things at once. Full bidirectional attention over the whole video, and then a pile of denoising steps on top of that.
Right. And that's exactly the annoying product zone. Offline dubbing can tolerate some waiting. Live translation, avatars, interactive agents, not so much. Also, Cody. Episode 480, being about mouth motion, feels a little too on-brand for this extremely serious operation we run.
Extremely serious.
I did find it, which is growth. Anyway, this one held up after coffee too.
The actual move here is pretty specific. They take a 14 billion audio-conditioned bidirectional video diffusion teacher, distill it into causal autoregressive students that can stream chunk by chunk, and at inference, the student only makes two denoising calls with no inference time classifier-free guidance.
That no guidance at inference bit is kind of the product unlock, right? Less runtime overhead, less latency weirdness. Fewer moving parts once you're trying to serve this in something real.
Exactly. And they didn't just do few-step distillation and hope. They analyzed the teacher trajectory and found a lip-sync-specific trade-off. No CFG predictions preserved the reference video better, while guided predictions improved audio sync mostly in a middle slice of the denoising trajectory.
So in plain English, different moments in the denoising process are good at different jobs. If you force the same guidance behavior across the whole path, you get a mushy compromise between keeping the person's look stable and making the mouth actually match the audio.
And that becomes the recipe. Sync window DMD means the teacher only uses guidance during that sync favoring band in training. Then the student uses a two-step schedule, where the second step lands near that middle region, and they add a SyncNet-based reward, so the objective explicitly cares about lip alignment.
I like that this is not just smaller model, faster model. It's more like they asked where sync quality actually lives in the trajectory, then built the compression around that.
Yeah, and the numbers are not subtle. The 1.3 billion student hits 31 frames per second, crossing real time, and they report sub-millisecond time to first frame. They also claim big speed-ups over comparable bidirectional setups and over the original teacher.
Which is wild, because sub-millisecond TTFF is the sort of number that changes how a product feels, even if the whole system has other latency. The video generator itself stops being the obvious bottleneck.
Yeah, though I'd keep one eyebrow up. They're evaluating on HDTF, and I'd still want uglier real-world tests, occlusions, weird head turns, compressed source video, multilingual audio, all the stuff that makes production teams quietly miserable.
That's fair. But this feels past research toy to me. If you're building dubbing tools, avatar systems, customer support agents with faces, maybe even editing tools where the user wants immediate preview. This is the first time the architecture sounds compatible with actual serving constraints.
I agree. Mostly. The autoregressive chunking matters as much as the two-step distillation. Because once you're causal, you can use KV caching and stream instead of waiting on the whole clip.
My only real hesitation is operational, not conceptual. A 1.3 billion model is still not tiny. So the deployment story depends on hardware, batching, and whether the rest of the stack is equally lean. But as a base model direction, yeah, this feels very real.
Same read. I could be wrong, but the main open question for me is how robust that sync window insight is outside this teacher and training setup. If it generalizes, this paper is more than a lip sync result. It's a hint that task-specific trajectory analysis might be the missing ingredient for few-step diffusion in other streaming video problems too.
Okay, I'm stealing your charger and maybe your pessimism, just a little. Let's leave before you start benchmarking mouths against windshield wipers.